KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky now, and it's 42 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high around 56. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. A Nebraska man was sentenced to nearly 5 years in prison Wednesday for being a felon in possession of a firearm. The 57-month sentence for 34-year-old Christopher Coleman of Omaha was handed down in U.S. District Court in Council Bluffs. Coleman was also ordered to serve 3 years of supervised release to follow his prison term. On May the 24th, Coleman pled guilty to the charge that was the result of an incident that took place December 14th, 2017 at Harrah's Casino in Council Bluffs. On that date, casino security responded to an SUV that was stopped on a roadway on casino property. Agents approached the SUV and found it was occupied by two individuals, Coleman and a female juvenile. It was determined the juvenile had been reported as a runaway from Omaha, resulting in her being taken into protective custody. The juvenile advised law enforcement there was a handgun in the SUV and that Coleman had hidden it before the officers arrived. A routine criminal history check confirmed that Coleman was prohibited from possessing a firearm based on a 2013 felony conviction. Law enforcement recontacted Coleman and located a High Point 9mm handgun in the SUV. The case was investigated by the Iowa DCI, State Patrol, Council Bluffs Police Department, and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. The case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a 25-year-old Guthrie County woman charged after her 11-month-old son drowned in a bathtub has pleaded not guilty. Court records show Sierra Brasino entered her pleas earlier this month to one felony and one misdemeanor count of child endangerment. The records don't show that a trial date has been set yet. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office said Brasino's baby drowned August the 10th when she left him and his 2-year-old brother in the tub at their Bagley home. Brasino told investigators she left the boys for about 5 minutes, but deputies believe the children were left alone longer. Brasino was already facing a child endangerment charge from April. Authorities say she was driving under the influence of methamphetamine and marijuana while her older son was in the vehicle. The Page County Sheriff's Office Thursday reported that at around 10 p.m. Sunday, deputies were dispatched to 504 Main Street in Blanchard for a domestic situation. And during the investigation, 20-year-old Hayden Allen Taylor of Blanchard was arrested for domestic abuse assault, a simple misdemeanor. Taylor was transported to the Page County Jail, where he was held without bond until being seen by a magistrate. A Native American tribe plans to open a casino on the Iowa-Nebraska border next week, despite a pending legal challenge from both states. Prairie Flower Casino in Carter Lake will open at noon on November 1st. The Ponca tribe announced the opening in a press release yesterday. The project's first phase will include 9,500 square feet of space, 200 slot-style games, and a full-service bar and snack bar. Officials from the Iowa State Government and Council Bluffs are suing federal officials who approved the project in an effort to stop the casino, which would compete with state-licensed casinos in Council Bluffs. Nebraska joined the lawsuit because Carter Lake directly borders the state, and Nebraska's constitution bans casino gambling. A Sioux City man accused of ramming police cars on a chase that began in Nebraska has been sentenced to more than 5 years in an Iowa prison. Woodbury County court records say 43-year-old Larry Johnson II pleaded guilty to felony eluding after prosecutors dropped an assault charge. His plea agreement says the sentence must be served after the remainder of his 15-year sentence for forgery. He was on parole when the chase occurred July the 6th. The Nebraska State Patrol says a Nebraska trooper had tried to stop Johnson's pickup truck being pursued by South Sioux City police. Officials say the truck rammed the trooper's car before crossing into Iowa. And officials say the truck again rammed both the trooper's car and a sheriff's vehicle before becoming stuck on a median. His Nebraska case is pending. Republican Congressman Steve King says if diplomacy fails, sending the military to the border to repel a large group of asylum seekers is the only option. King says there is legislation that could be passed in Congress, but he expects a confrontation at the southern border, quote, pretty soon after the election.
Send the military down there and line them up shoulder to shoulder on the Rio Grande, and if those inflatable boats come over loaded full of illegals, you just step our military down into the water, and you hold those boats off the shore and load those illegals onto U.S. boats, take them back to Mexico, and then destroy those rafts, just poke a hole in them and sink them right there.
King says a sovereign nation must protect its borders and enforce its immigration laws.
It looks like an invasion. It's twice the size of Santa Anna's army when he invaded Texas, and they're just not wearing uniforms and all of them aren't armed. But they're marching under their own national flags towards the border, announcing that they're going to cross into the United States and that they have a right to migrate into the United States. And, of course, they do not have that right.
King says if this group of migrants gets through the southern border, there will be an endless stream of people stretching from Central America through Mexico aiming to enter the U.S.
When you reward lawbreakers, you get more lawbreakers. This could destroy the immigration rule of law in America if we don't hold it now.
King made his comments last night after a Plymouth County meet and greet in Lamar's. King is seeking his 10th term in the U.S. House this year. His Democratic opponent is J.D. Schulten of Sioux City. Well, the National Weather Service in Des Moines says strong winds are looking increasingly likely for this upcoming Sunday. Beginning around sunrise Sunday, northwesterly winds are expected to quickly rise to the 20 to 30 mile per hour range, with gusts over 40 miles per hour likely. The winds are expected to last through Sunday afternoon and evening. The strongest winds will likely occur during the late morning to early afternoon hours. Potentially hazardous impacts from the winds on Sunday could include travel impacts, especially roads such as Interstate 35 north of the Des Moines Metro and Interstate 80 east of the Des Moines Metro. In addition, unsecured yard objects and decorations may be blown around. The tree branch damage could also not be ruled out at this time. Well, the governor's STEM, Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics Advisory Council has awarded 13 new STEM BEST, that's Business Engaging Students and Teachers, projects across Iowa for a total of 50 since 2014. Among the 2018 STEM BEST program awardees is the CAM and Woodbine Community School Districts in the Southwest STEM region and the Sioux City Community School District in the Northwest STEM region. The STEM BEST program fosters a learning environment where students are able to participate in real workplace projects designed by business professionals and teachers and apply K-12 science, technology, engineering, and mathematics to skills, knowledge, and behaviors needed for STEM careers. The STEM Council Executive Committee voted unanimously to award 13 of the 23 proposed new or expanded partnerships up to $25,000 each. Employer partners contribute a dollar-for-dollar match, or in some instances, well beyond a 50% cost-sharing commitment. Awards are used for equipping collaborative workspaces, educator training and development in workplace classroom integration, and current development and coordination. Each STEM BEST program awardee submitted an in-depth proposal considering factors like education driven by industry need, rigorous, relevant, and dynamic STEM curriculum, authentic partnerships, and connection to post-secondary education or training. Each awardee will serve as a model to share unique perspectives, strengths, demographics, and program focus with other schools across the state. And officials with the Shelby County Emergency Management Agency yesterday released the procession route for the funeral of Erling Fire Chief Tom Henrick. The procession will start from the church in Erling, go south on M16 to F32, west on F32 to Highway 191, and then back north on 191 to Erling. An update on parking information is expected to be provided later today. Tom Henrick fell ill at a fire scene last Saturday and died at the hospital in Harlan. You can see the map of the funeral procession route under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.